standing for our prayer.
I was going to read a verse, and I'm going to try and memorize it. Use my mind. In the Colossians, the fourth chapter, there's one verse, in second verse, the fourth chapter. Devote yourselves to prayer. Alert with an attitude of thanksgiving. That's what I got. My Holy Father, we truly devote ourselves to you and to prayer. You give us the privilege to come before your throne as your people and as your children. Honor you as our God, to worship you, and worship your Holy Son Jesus, who is our substance, he's our life, a new life in Christ. This congregation, because of Jesus, a new life in Christ, you give each one of us, because of your Holy Son Jesus. He truly is Lord Christ Jesus. So through him, we come to you this morning. We worship you and we praise you with our songs. Please accept our prayers. Please bless this congregation if it's devoted to glorify you in the community and with each other. Help us in our fellowship. By your precious Holy Spirit, guide our lives. Help us to really be a church and congregation that reflects your Holy Son Jesus. All these things we're grateful for, and we come before you through your precious and Holy Son Jesus, who is our life, our source, our strength. If I will love you, please accept our hearts. Please accept these prayers from our Lord Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 12 if you want to. Start reading the 18th verse. You have not come to a place like Mount Sinai that can be seen and touched. There is no flaming fire or dark cloud or storm or sound of trumpet. The people of Israel heard a voice speak, but they begged it to stop because they could not obey its commands. They were even told to kill any animal that touched the mountain. The sight was so frightening that Moses said he shook with fear. You have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem. This is the city of the living God, where thousands and thousands of angels have come to celebrate. Here you will find all of God's various children, whose names are written in heaven. And you will find God himself, who judges everyone. There also are the spirits of those good people who have been made perfect. And Jesus is here. He is the one who makes God's new agreement with us. And his sprinkled blood says much better things than the blood of Abel. Make sure that you obey the one who speaks to you. People did not escape when they refused to obey the one who spoke to them about Sinai. Do you think that you can possibly escape if you refuse to obey the one who speaks to you from heaven? When God spoke the first time, his voice shook only the earth. This time he was promised to shake the earth once again and heaven too. The words once again mean that these created things will someday be shaken and removed. Then what cannot be shaken will last. We should be grateful that we are given a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And in this kingdom, we please God by worshiping him and showing him great honor and respect.
Number 51. Talking about how things are accomplished in God's own good time. Not according to our schedule, but according to his. He truly is the Father of mercy. Gives us each day what we need. Number 51.